This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, things are cranking up at the open, especially in our bracket, our pool. We're having a time here. It is time for the G-Bag of the Day. This segment of The Fan brought to you by 1-800-LAWYERS. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel and Frankel at 1-800-LAWYERS. It's 1-800-LAWYERS or FrankelFirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. As we look at the leaderboard of the Open, as almost everyone's done with round two, it is Zach Johnson and Kevin Kisner at 6-under, which are leading the way. Neither one of them is owned in the pool. And according to what I see here, Ben Rogers is first up. If he wants to buy back in to a $10 buy-in, if he wants to pay $100.
I don't think he cares enough about golf to do it.
He could get back in. He was 6-over with his guy Dustin Johnson. Gavin Spittle's guy John Rahm is 5-over. Bassett Gear next with Sergio at 4-over. Your order is the guys who are in worse shape now. $100. You could buy anybody you want that's still available, Mike.
We'll see. I'll be on the golf course and checking my phone.
We'll see if Ben or Gavin Spittle wants a piece of Zach Johnson or Kevin Kisner or Pat Perez or Xander Shuffle.
Great news, you guys.
A lot of Xanders.
You won't believe this, but nobody's signing up online to play golf at like from 3:30 to 4:30 today. So I think I'll have the course.
You're a shoo-in, man.
All to myself.
Who would have thunk it? Parker's winning right now with Tommy Fleetwood at 5-under. Rory is at 4-under. Matt Kuchar's at 4-under. My guy Tony, and I keep screwing up his last name, is 4-under. We got ourselves a battle here. Spieth, 3-under for the tournament, as is Ricky Fowler.
There's you know, the thing about buying these guys right now, let's just say I buy Zach Johnson. I'd love to get him. But there's so many guys. He hasn't pulled away. I mean,
There's
10 guys within two strokes of him, and there's 29 guys here.
Yeah, and some of them are Fowler and Spieth and Rory.
It's
going to
be
by Matt Kuchar.
Tomorrow and Sunday should be great just because there's so many guys that can win this thing.
I'm not going to buy because I think I'm in good shape. I got Brooks Koepka at 1-under, and I got my Tony guy at 4-under. I think we're going to win the money. Right. Somebody's going to pay $100, though. Somebody's shooting for Zach Johnson.
Whoever finishes the highest wins, right?
Whoever has a guy
that's how the rules go, Mike.
Best.
Well, I didn't say like
now, not highest. Like you missed the cut at +5. That's not good. Oh. You want to be the lowest, but the highest on the.
But your guy doesn't have to win because if somebody wins and they don't have him, Pat Perez wins. Then
it's whoever is the highest on the leaderboard. Bill Burr is our defending G-Bag of the Day champion. As we're looking for somebody to take him down, is Bill up to 4?
Yes, sir.
This is it for championship.
This will be for 5-time status with Bill Burr. And I know that of these 5 challengers, there's one that's a really serious challenger, at least, to Bill Burr and his edible story.
I ate 2.5 pot brownies and went to the airport to fly to Costa Rica. I was with somebody else that never really consumed it. So she ate half of one.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you're bigger, eat a whole one. So I ate the whole. And I'm sitting there and she's going, I'm starting to feel it. And yeah. I'm like, I'm not feeling anything. She goes, well, maybe you need another one. So I ate another one.
Oh, God.
And they were they were like the size of like bathroom tiles.
No.
So then the car comes and I'm still not feeling anything. And we're going to leave. And I didn't want to leave food out. And I got a sweet tooth. So I'm like, I'm going to eat the last half. So I got to the airport and I went in and you know, you either slide your passport or you stick the credit card in. Yeah. I swear to God, like a bad movie. I was trying to stick my passport into the credit card thing. And the lady comes over and she tapped me on the shoulder, one of the Continental ladies, and she took my passport out of my hand and then she just slid it for me. And then I just looked at her and I go, oh, I go, thanks. And I looked away and I think for like 90 seconds was crying laughing. I was like, my wife said I was laughing so hard it looked like somebody I knew died. Like, I looked like I was mourning. I remember there was this little kid, this little toddler that they had dressed in a suit. You know, that's cute, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not cute.
And I remember when we were in the terminal, he was talking like, hey, yeah. I felt like I could almost get what he was saying. And I was like, it was freaking me the out. Like this little Jay Leno looking kid. I was I was just freak, dude. I just wanted to stand up and admit everything. Like, hey, 2.5-pound brownies. I want to get off the plane.
I wish I knew how long that flight was, where he was going, man. Because I took a flight to Italy from Norfolk, Virginia, and it'll change you.
How many hours?
It felt like forever. Oh, God. Maybe 11. It felt like forever. It'll change you.
And did you have an edible situation?
No, I didn't have any edibles. I was clean. I was sober. Okay. There was none of that going on. I didn't even drink on the plane.
Okay. All right. Okay. Dad jokes is our first nominee. I love a good dad joke these days. I'm getting so boring. Dad jokes.
What's a foodie's favorite weather pattern?
What?
A McFlurry.
It's Mike.
What happens when a pipe breaks in Hawaii?
What happens?
A leaky, 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 leaky. What do you call a Pillsbury doughboy with long hair?
What do you call?
A Cinnabon. I went to college for women's studies. I studied abroad.
I like that. I really do like that. Why was the freeway jam-packed with bald eagles driving cars?
Why?
Because this traffic is for the birds. That counts. I'm taking it.
That's finally good. What do prisoners call each other on?
What's that?
Cell phone.
Terrible.
Because they locked in the cell. What was Mother Teresa's favorite rap song?
What?
I go hard in the saint. That's what y'all like. That's what y'all like.
You can tell if you're going to laugh before the punchline.
Yes, I was about to set up.
Yes.
A comedian loves when he can make a setup and you just laugh at the setup. Yes. He's like, oh, I got you now.
You're talking about bald eagles driving in cars.
And it wasn't even necessary to say the bald eagle part. No. It just had a little smoke to it, a little flavor.
No, not at all. Okay, next. And this one, if there were odds, it's a co-favorite with Bill Burr, if it's what I think it is. Major League Mike.
Okay. It is what you think it is. Mike is a dark, dark person on the inside, y'all.
Just to give you an idea, Red Sox chance to make the playoffs 100%. They have them winning 105 games for the season.
It can't be 100%.
It's 100% to make the playoffs.
What if the plane goes down?
Well, they still keep the same record they have right
now. You think
the
replacements would make the playoffs?
I don't know. I actually know this rule. There's an immediate expansion draft, so you don't just go with your minor leagues.
You know that rule?
Yeah.
If a plane goes down.
If you were to lose your team to a plane crash, there is an immediate expansion draft.
You must have been worrying so hard to find that rule.
No, I was trying to see other ways I could get to the major leagues.
Bro,
that's G-Bag
that
of the day.
That is so mortal.
That's G-Bag of the day.
You don't
Holy
think
cow,
every,
I'm
every,
voting for that.
Every AAA player hopes every player gets hurt tonight.
God, oh, bro.
Yeah,
true.
I keep it way too real.
Straight facts, homie.
Straight facts. Catch me outside, Mike.
Yeah. I'm looking. It says so. Yeah, the league was very hesitant to reveal this rule. I'm reading something here where.
Am I right?
People were researching
it.
Oh,
you know you're right,
Mike.
They
said baseball has a confidential contingency plan to assist any franchise that lost five or more players as a result of a tragedy. MLB spokesman Rich Levin said recently he believes the plan would provide immediate relief for a franchise. A year later, he said, all I can say is yes, we have a plan, but God forbid it should ever be needed. And then it says the National League plan in 1966 that people went back and discovered. If an accident deprives somebody of seven or more players, each of the other nine teams will make available a list of 12 players from their roster. The stricken club may then pick its replacements from this group with a limit of two players from... So, yeah, it's an expansion draft. If the plane goes down, there's an expansion draft.
That is dark, Mike.
Which team did you want to go down? Did you grow up a Ranger fan? Is that the team you want?
You get excited when you see plane crashes in the news, like, oh!
What is
this?
Wait,
is this it? It's me! Give him a glove!
No, but... Man, I tell you what, Kenny Rogers screwed me out of 2004 time with the Rangers so many times. Manager Bobby Jones in AAA would be like, hey, Mike, I can't pitch you tonight because the team the night before had a bad one and the bullpen's used up, so I can't use it tonight. They might need to call you. And then freaking Kenny Rogers would go out and throw like eight innings or a complete game, and I'd be like, you a-hole!
Screw you, pal!
Why couldn't you go three innings tonight and use up the rest of the bullpen so they'd have to phantom DL somebody or send somebody down so I could be on the big league team?
I mean, with the difference in paychecks, they're all thinking it. Maybe not about the plane crash.
Not the plane crash.
I don't think all of them have researched that. Like you sat down one day, and that's where you started. Like, how could I get there?
Out of desperation.
I don't know.
It comes out of desperation.
Yeah. And so he sat there, and they probably wouldn't even Google at the time, and he's just asking around, hey, what happens if the plane goes down? Yeah. The big league. Anybody know?
Do we just all go up? Does the AAA team get to be the major league team? And then they're like, no, they have a draft. I'm like, no, they shouldn't have a unless our team isn't the one that crashed, because then, you know, they get to start picking players.
So Mike's asking around to players who don't know. He goes to the manager of the AAA team who doesn't know. He sends him to a clubby that's 86 years old.
He's scared. He's like, everybody on the team, everybody in the franchise, scared half to death right now. You put it all in their heads.
Next nominee, Mobility Mary, is not having it.
Okay, so you know those little mobility scooters that you see people who are maybe disabled or old drive around in?
Yeah, there's a homeless dude that always drives one up to the gas station every morning by my house.
This lady was driving one in the street, which is kind of dangerous. A man almost hit her. He really did almost hit her, regardless of what he says. By the way, this guy's wearing a full Lakers uniform. Oh. A full, from head to toe.
Getting ready for the game.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, hello?
No.
You almost hit me. You made a totally illegal move. Yes, I'm serious.
There's no almost in life. I did not hit you.
That's a lie.
I said you almost
There's
hit
no
me.
Almost
you made
in life.
An illegal.
Get the street with that thing. You're in the street. It's not a car. That's not a car.
It's I a disability mobility.
So go away. I did not hit you. I'm with my kids here. Go away. I have my two little boys here.
Oh, they're do you? And they're alive. You almost killed me.
Do not go away. I did not hit you. You should get out the street with that thing that you're riding. You're in the street.
Oh my God.
He said there's no almost in life. I think that's true. I think he made that up.
Well, I mean, didn't
there is almost.
He didn't hit her, though.
You almost hit her, man.
Next nominee.
He's wearing that full uniform, too, by the way.
Skin destroys Ben's bathroom.
Yeah, I heard this during crosstalk yesterday. I think this story needs to be heard over and over and over and over again.
Didn't skin clog a toilet at our house one time?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't at you least. Clog a toilet?
Yeah, but that really affected Tony more than Jonathan. So they had a little bathroom right there off the kitchen, right in the little main hallway when you first walk in. I went in there and rocked a deuce, and then I looked down. I was like, God, this thing ain't flushing. So I went out there and I told Ben, and then Ben immediately told his dad, and his dad goes, Tony, get in there and unclog that toilet. You're the one who always causes problems in there. And so I'm feeling horrible. And Ben's dad is a really sweet guy. Called everybody ahead and goes, don't worry about it, honey. It's Tony's problem. Tony's the one who screwed this thing up. I'm like, sorry, Tony. You remember that? Yeah. Tony had to unclog the toilet that I clogged because he got blamed because apparently he had put so much work in on that toilet in the first place.
I do like that. It's a good story.
It's hilarious.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Man, I cannot remember. Oh, I do remember what happened here. There's a woman. She's working the McDonald's drive-thru. She's working the McDonald's drive-thru. And she has a phone call from her husband. She starts gossiping about people's business, not knowing that her mic is hot.
Okay, so I loaned her $20, right? That week after she couldn't pay her phone bill. Remember we were discussing that? No, I just let her borrow $20. She had already paid her phone bill. Girl, I had to ask her twice for it back. Then finally yesterday, she gives me $10 of it, right? And then says, oh, hey, I got weed for sale. I'll give you a front. I'm like, you can't afford to give fronts. You owe people money. Yeah, I almost said to her, okay, give me a 10 bag of weed. But then I'm like, no, let me just see if she'll actually give me the damn cash, you know? I don't know, she had some slow-looking dude in the car with her yesterday. Yeah. He don't look like he's all there on the head. Whoa. I apologize for the wait, how can I help you?
Yeah, let me get your 2-for-4, 1 sausage egg McMuffin, and...
I like the very end.
Oh,
like I'm not even going to tell you I was recording you. Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and get this order. I know everything about Tammy and her weed selling business and how she was late on her rent and you helped to help her with some money.
How is she just going to make a dude wait for a minute while she was on the phone, though,
yeah,
at work?
Talking the whole time. And I cut that, too. She was talking longer. Damn. Hot mic, man. Watch out.
Jeez. Quite a competition as Bill Burr's going for 5-time status. Is it Bill Burr? Dad jokes. No. Mike. Dark, Dark Mike.
That was really dark.
Mobility Mary. Skin in the skin destroying Ben's bathroom, or Welcome to McDonald's.
Son of a gun, man. I do think Bill Burr's the best today.
Oh, do you?
I was thinking about going possibly Skin.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Bill.
Okay.
You can vote for yourself in the G-Bag Nation.
I don't know if I want that story told a whole bunch more.
I know you don't.
Lucius.
That's a fact, Jack.
Man, that is some good stuff out here today.
What? That is a great voice.
Let's see. Crap, man. Let's go to Welcome to McDonald's.
Let's do that. Come on. Welcome to McDonald's. Huh?
I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm voting for Mike trying to kill a Major League Baseball team. It's a three-way tie. Go to at JC1053 on Twitter. Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.